I'd like to welcome you back to Old Off-Staff and Practicers. Every Balabasta knows that one of the more difficult parts of having 2 days of Yom Tif is preparing the food for the second night. The halacha is that you're not allowed to start preparing for the second, anything on the second day Yom Tif, on the first Yom Tif. There's a prohibition that we really discuss in today's Daf, Ervin Daf Lamed Ches, of Hachana. You're not allowed to prepare for 1 day Yom Tif for the weekday, similarly on Shabbos for the weekday, and even 1 day Yom Tif for the next day Yom Tif. It's usher, it's forbidden to prepare from 1 day to the next. And therefore, there's this challenge. How do you prepare the food to be able to eat the meal on the second night of Yom Tif in a timely fashion? But this problem can get exacerbated sometimes when you have food that you by mistake left in the freezer. Heating up the food is one problem, but defrosting it and heating it up could take much longer. It's a much more difficult situation. So the question someone could ask is, are you allowed to remove the food from the freezer on the first day Yom Tif so that it defrosts, so that it doesn't take that long to heat up that night? True, you're not going to put on the fire on 1 day Yom Tif for the second day, but could I take it out of the freezer in order to allow it to defrost so that it'll be quicker to heat up the second night of Yom Tif? So there's an interesting Chai Adam. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it a bunch of places, in which the Chai Adam makes a distinction about two different types, two different forms of hachana, two different forms of preparation. And that is that which you're preparing, the completion of a process, or does it only begin the process? He references the Gemara in today's daf. The Gemara discusses if someone has 2 days Yom Tif, he wants to have an Erev Tchumen for both days. So you placed an Erev for the first day, which works. The problem is you don't want to leave it there because it may get lost, and therefore you bring it back home. The next day, are you allowed to go back and replace that Erev in order so that it's valid for the second day as well? And the Mishnah says, and the Gemara discusses, that you're allowed to. You're allowed to go and walk and carry the Erev Tchumen and place it on the first day for the purpose of having an Erev Tchumen on the second day. And the Gemara, in fact, in Amud Beis, discusses why is that true. And the Gemara says, because Tchilas Hayom Kona, that it's only because the beginning of the next day is when the Erev comes into effect. So explains the Chai Adam that since placing the Erev Tchumen is only the beginning of a process, there wouldn't be a problem of Hachana. And based on this Chai Adam, many poskim argue that removing food from a freezer to defrost it is only the beginning of a process. The process isn't completed until I heat it up, until I have it ready to be served. And therefore, the prohibition of Hachana would not apply to removing such food from the freezer. However, there are many qualifications in where I'm able to apply this Chai Adam. Number one is that it can't be nicker, it can't be easily recognizable that I'm doing this as Hachana. It has to be that I'm doing something that can be interpreted to people as a normative action that you would do on this day regardless of the second day Yom Tif. And therefore the poskim say that if you'd want to do this, it would have to be early on in the day that's going to defrost, that it would be possible to eat it on the first day Yom Tif. If you're doing it an hour before Shkia, an hour before the end of the day, and it's not that you have any children that it would make sense that you're going to heat up the food for them, rather you're just defrosting it clearly for the second day, then it wouldn't be okay. Number two, we only rely on this Chai Adam if it's a shasat chak. If you don't have an alternative, if you can't wait that extra half hour, extra hour, whatever it would take in order to heat it up and defrost it that night, that's the only time you'd be allowed to rely on this Chai Adam in order to remove it from the freezer on the first day. Number three is that it has to be the tzoruch mitzvah. It has to be for the purpose of a mitzvah. Relying on this Chai Adam, in whatever the context, it has to be that I'm doing this hachana for the purpose of a mitzvah. And obviously a sudas Yom Tif is a mitzvah that would warrant the ability to do this hachana. However, you have to satisfy really all three requirements that it's a shasat chak, I can't wait later, and it has to be early enough in the day in which it's not recognizable, it's not nicker that I'm doing it as preparation for the second day. However, because of this last requirement, because of this requirement that it not be nicker, it seems that you wouldn't be able to apply this kula, this leniency of the Chai Adam in this specific context, when the first day of Yom Tif is Shabbos. And that is because, let's say I have meat with gravy. So if I take that out of the freezer on Shabbos, there's nothing wrong in terms of Hilchos Shabbos of removing meat from a freezer on Shabbos. However, when I'm dealing with whether it's easily recognizable, whether it's nicker that I'm doing this for Yom Tif, you can't heat up that meat with gravy on Shabbos. If you have no way of heating up the food on Shabbos, then it's obvious that the reason why you're doing it is for the second day Yontif, typically on 2 days Yontif. So I could take it out of the freezer on the first day Yontif because I'm able to cook, I'm able to heat up the food on the first day. It's early enough in the day that it would actually make sense that I would be doing it for the first day. It happens to be that I really have in mind for the second day, there's not a problem. However, if the first day is Shabbos, there's no real reason why I would be taking it out for Shabbos, and therefore it's nicker that I'm doing it for Yom Tov, and therefore you wouldn't be able to apply this kula, this leniency of the Chai Adam, this year in particular, where the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos. However, I don't just want to present problems. I don't want to just present issues. There's a solution as well. And that, the post can recommend that place that frozen food in a bag. And place in that bag something that you want to use on Shabbos itself. Let's say you have ices. So place the ices together with that meat. And then on Shabbos, you're able to remove the bag. Inside the bag is the ices. So you're removing the bag in order to get to the ices. And once the meat is out, you'll be allowed to leave it out.